Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Busy week for Irish football continuing again. Des Cahill's with us.
It sure is. Busy sporting week all round. Let's start with reaction to last night. Shamrock Rovers, absolute heartbreak for them as they went out of the UEFA Conference League on a penalty shootout against the Norwegian side Molde. The match finished 1-0 to the visitors, 1-1 in aggregate, went to extra time and then penalties. The Molde goal, though, a bit of a disaster. Mixed up in the Rovers' defence after a long high ball was held up in the wind. Centre-back Lee Grace and goalkeeper Ed McGinty each left a ball for each other and it was poked in. Despite dominating the game, Rovers then went out 5-4 penalty shootout. Aaron Green the only one not to score, and that was the difference. We heard from Stephen Bradley earlier. Here's how Lee Grant described the Molde goal.
Look, obviously the goal we gave away tonight was soft. It's just a long ball between me and Ed. One of us has to deal with it. We don't want to get punished, but as I said, over two legs I thought we were very good, and that's the levels we have to strive to nail in the league as well to get back to these nights again in the future.
The players that you had missing, the suspensions, the injuries, the very inexperienced bench as well, I suppose it all told out there, didn't it?
Yeah, look, we've a big squad. We were stretched with numbers tonight, but I thought, especially the young fellas, they came on tonight and started. Corey was beside me, he was excellent all night. The boys, they came off the bench. I mean, Michael up front, it's where he was playing with years. So you can't use them as excuses. As I said, the boys were brilliant, so I can't really use the excuse of suspensions, injuries, all that kind of stuff. That's what your squad is for.
Yes, Lee Grant. They now play Cork City on Sunday. The draw for the next round of the European competitions made this morning. But the big game action will continue in Tala again tonight. The Republic of Ireland women's team played Turkey in the Nations League. Looking ahead to it is John Kenny.
Is it a new dawn for Ireland's women's side? That's the question as they begin a new Nations League Group B campaign against Turkey, elevated from Group C, but were ranked much lower than Carlo Ward's side. The departure of Eileen Gleeson and her backroom staff, including Colin Healy, has offered much debate, but now is the time to focus on matters on the pitch. Ward, the former Aston Villa manager, will have to deal with the number of retirements and the fact that Liverpool attacker Leanne Kernan has been ruled out of the game with a calf injury. And the new Ireland boss has also hinted that she may have a more advanced role for her captain, Katie McCabe, with the Arsenal midfielder being utilised in a different way, according to Ward. McCabe insists that the players have now moved on from their playoff disappointment, and while she spoke highly of both Gleeson and Healy, she said in the pre-match press conference that the squad were ready for the next chapter. Turkey come into this campaign looking to shake off the disappointment of a Euro 2025 playoff defeat, much like Ireland, with the visitors losing out to Ukraine. Their head coach, who's been in charge since 2020, has overseen improvement in her squad, and Ireland will not take them lightly.
Thanks, John. On the League of Ireland scene, there's a few big games as well in the Premier Division. Two sides who won their opening game clash at the RSC. Waterford host champions Shelburne. After beating Shamrock Rovers last week, Bows face another tough test. They go to Derry, draw the United host Sligo Rovers, and it's Galway United versus St Patrick's Athletic. Week 3 of the Six Nations Championship sees the Irish under 20 side heading to Rodney Parade in Newport tonight to take on their Welsh counterparts. And joining us to look ahead to the senior game tomorrow is Donal Lenihan. And I'm wondering, were you surprised there were so many changes on the Irish team?
There's a bit surprised that 7 changes in total. No, there was reasons for that, but you know, you still look at the strength of the squad. Dan Sheehan not only coming back into the side but being named captain. Simon Easterby is also taking the opportunity of starting. Thomas Clark's in a tight head for the first time. He's, I think, 5 caps at this stage, but his first start. Interesting, Joe McCarthy back in the second row. I think that's with a view to France. They want to get him up and running. But you still look at the overall quality of the team. I mean, the players that are coming back, Gary Ringrose into the back line along with Mac Hansen, and then Jimmy Osborne has been outstanding for Leinster. So I don't think the changes weaken Ireland in any way. And what you still have is a hardcore on the bench. Jack Boyle is likely to get his first cap at loose head when Porter comes off. But at the same time, they've held Fenley Beelum in reserve so that he will strengthen the front row when they take Clarkson off. You still have the likes of James Ryan, Conor Murray, Jack Crowley and Bundy Aki, and another interesting one, Sam Prendergast's brother, Cian Prendergast, is on the bench. So a huge day for the Prendergast family.
Yeah, what about the Welsh side? Matt Sherratt is in as interim coach. It's hard for him to turn things around in a short space of time when they've been in such a low place.
Yeah, look, he has a very difficult job, but he's made it very clear, Des, he's not interested long-term. He's only in for the interim period. That's three games. And he's picked a side with that in mind. I mean, I think this is the most balanced team that Wales have featured in the Six Nations to date. They have a genuine old half, and Gareth Anscombe has been recalled. Warren Gatland had played Ben Thomas, who's an out and out 12. He played him at out half in the opening games. He wasn't comfortable there, and that was clear. His reasoning was Gareth Anscombe is 33 years of age. I've got to develop a new out half. But Scarrett doesn't have that worry. He's only worried about the next 3 weeks. I think also the fact that Anscombe, he's also playing with Thomas Williams at scrum half. They're the Gloucester half back pairing, so they'll be stronger there. But also I'm intrigued with the back row he's selected. Jack Morgan and Tommy Rafael are two out and out sevens, and Talupe Faletau is back in, so that back row hugely talented, way stronger than they've fielded as a unit in the championship to date. So I think Wales will certainly be no pushover. A lot of pressure on the Welsh nation in terms of rugby is the major sport there. They've taken a hammering. So the problem for Ireland is they're not only playing a Welsh team, Des. I think they're playing a whole rugby nation. The Principality Stadium will be hopping. It's the first game that they've hosted in the Six Nations this year. So I've no doubt that the crowd will do everything in their power to try and get behind that Welsh team, which will make certainly the opening half interesting. But look, I think it's going to be a hotbed in Cardiff, a hugely emotional occasion. But overall, you know, I just think Ireland have far too much. And, you know, I think they'll remain. There's a triple crown at stake as well, Des. So there's something tangible just to focus on this game. Worry about France in 2 weeks' time. You win on Saturday, you win a triple crown, and you're still in the hunt for a Grand Slam. That's the key message that Simon Easterby will be sending to his players between now and kickoff.
Thanks, Donal. It's hard to believe we kind of don't even acknowledge a potential Grand Slam. It was massive 20 years ago, 30 years ago if we got one. Round three of the Premier League darts in Dublin won by Gerwyn Price last night. He moved second in the Premier League table. He beat both Luke Littler and Luke Humphreys before beating Nathan Aspinall in the final. The Irish men's basketball team lost 85-54 in Switzerland in their World Cup pre-qualifier. The Irish men's hockey team in action today. They play India in the Pro League. And the National Indoor Athletics Championships take place in Aberystwyth this weekend. Here with his preview is Greg Allen.
The indoor season so far has been filled with another impressive set of performances by Irish athletes, and with another championship on the horizon, the European Indoors in the Netherlands in just a fortnight, it'll be interesting to see stars of the sport like Charlene Maudsley, Sarah Lavin, and multiple winter season Irish record breakers Sarah Healy and Andrew Costgren in action. That is, though, if those entries make it to the start line over the weekend. Rashida Adeleke is bypassing both the upcoming European and World Indoor Championships, and her absence will diminish Irish hopes in the women's and mixed relays at the Europeans, while Kieran McGeehan is still on the rehab journey after ankle surgery last autumn. Mark English is also ruled out for the weekend, which is just hopefully a minor twinge for him. So much focus in the men's 800 will be on the hugely talented former European junior champion Cian McPhillips, while Israel Olatunde, chasing a fourth consecutive Irish short sprint title, could be hard pressed for that though by the surging Borey Akinola. And so all in all, there should be plenty to thrill the sold out capacity arena on Sunday.
All right, and just some important racing news. Today's meeting at Punchestown is off because of the heavy overnight rain, but racing goes ahead at Dundalk.